So now let us look at the reward to risk ratio. This is the main difference between the professional traders and amateur traders. Professional traders understand the concept of reward to risk and use it to their advantage. Amateur traders don't know how to manage risk and thus don't know how to use the reward to risk ratio to their advantage. So this is the open secret of professional traders. The reason why I call this open secret is because everyone knows this concept. It is very easy to understand, but not easy to apply in real time situations. So first let us have a look at what this concept is. So for example, let's say you take 10 trades, and for every trade that you take, your reward to risk is 2.5:1. I have been telling you in the previous videos that I prefer a ratio of 2.5:1. So if I am buying here, my risk is this. So that's my entry. That's my stop loss. And say for example, that's my target. I want this length, the reward should be 2.5 times the risk, okay? So let's say I take a risk of 10 units. I am saying units because this can be any currency depending on which market you are trading, which stock you are trading, which commodity you are trading. So let's say the risk is 10 and the reward is 25. So on each of these trades, each of these 10 trades, when you lose, when it hits your stop loss, you lose 10. But when it hits your target, you make 25, okay? So let's say these 3 trades have hit your profit target. So how much money do you make on these 3 trades? 25 plus 25 plus 25. So that's 3 times 25, that is 75. And the remaining 7 trades hit your stop loss. So 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. So you lose 70 on the 10 trades that you lost. So 75 minus 70, that's 5. You still make money. And what is your success rate? Your success rate is the number of trades that you got right out of the total trades that you have taken. So amateur traders think that they have to get every trade right, okay? But that's not true. You need not get every trade right. In this case, you just got 3 out of 10 right and you're still making money. Now you might say, how is that possible? Mathematically, it is possible because your reward to risk is high. So in other words, the reward to risk, the concept behind reward to risk is that when you make losses, your losses should be small, but when you make gains, your gains should be multiple times that of your losses, so that one trade can cover more than two losses. One gain can cover more than two loss making trades, okay? So when you make losses, you make small losses, but when you make gains, you make large gains, okay? That's the basic idea behind reward to risk. Reward to risk allows you to get your trades wrong. That is the reason why we trade with a stop loss. Remember, as professional traders, you are not allowed to trade without a stop loss, okay? Do not trade without a stop loss. And the reason why we keep the stop loss is because of this. We just have to keep our success rate 30. If it's beyond 30, it's even fine, but 30 should be okay. We should get at least 3 out of 10 right. If you increase the reward to risk, this might even fall down to 2. So the higher the reward to risk ratio, the lesser the success rate you need to start making money, okay? So in this case, even though our success rate is only 30%, we are still making money. So we need not get all the trades right, or 50% of the trades right, or 60% right. We just need enough trades right so that we are in the money, okay? So that's the power of reward to risk ratio, and my coach Steve Nissen recommends 2:1. I prefer 2.5:1 because of this reason. So 2:1 should also be fine because this is the minimum that you need. In real time situations, you might not always find 2:1 trades. You might find 3:1. You might 4:1, 5:1. So on an average, it should work out to 2 or 2.5:1. That should be fine. Okay.